Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Tricia Barden. In our top spin, 2007 was the deadliest year worldwide for journalists since 1994. The Committee to Protect Journalists reports that 64 journalists died as a result of their profession, with almost half of them occurring in Iraq. Of those deaths, all but one was an Iraqi citizen, and most were not working for international news outlets. Since the start of the current war in 2003, close to 200 reporters or their support staff have died as a result of that conflict. Joel Simon, the executive director of the Committee to Protect Journalists, said, quote, "Working as a journalist in Iraq remains one of the most dangerous jobs on the planet. These journalists gave their lives so that all of us could be informed about what is happening in Iraq," end quote.
Results have recently been published from the Lincoln Group's 2007 U.S. government contract in Iraq. You may recognize the PR firm's name from the 2005 scandal about their technique of paying to place news items in Iraqi newspapers under Iraqi bylines. The articles were actually authored by U.S. Army personnel and were part of military psychological operations. The current contract charged them with interviewing Iraqis in focus groups on the state of their country and their concerns. The results? When asked to describe, quote, "the current situation in Iraq to a foreign visitor," end quote, Iraqis spoke overwhelmingly about negative issues, starting with the U.S. invasion of their country in 2003. So few participants mentioned Saddam Hussein that the report states, quote, "the current strife in Iraq seems to have totally eclipsed any agonies or grievances many Iraqis would have incurred from the past regime," end quote.
Military personnel at the Guantanamo Bay detention facility have been busy on the internet. In anonymous web postings, people with Gitmo IP addresses defended the prison camp and referred to Cuban leader Fidel Castro as a transsexual. Users from the same IP addresses also removed information on specific detainees from Wikipedia articles about them. Web comments in response to articles and blogs were also posted, including one that urged readers to, quote, "learn about Guantanamo by going to the base's public affairs website," adding that the base is a very professional place full of true American patriots, end quote.
And it isn't only Guantanamo personnel using the web. Several branches of the British military, including the Ministry of Defense, Royal Navy, and Royal Air Force, have channels on YouTube, the popular video sharing site. The multinational force Iraq also has a presence on YouTube. While some of their videos have been judged graphic enough that viewers must prove they are adults to view them, others focus on human interest stories made possible by the military. One video shows Iraqi Boy Scouts preparing for a jamboree. Here's a clip. Earlier this year, the U.S. military blocked access to YouTube and other popular social sites for any users of military computers due to concerns about control of information being distributed.
Report cards in Seminole County, Florida, won't only have gold stars on them, but the golden arches, too. That's because for a mere $1,600, McDonald's paid to print the report card covers. In exchange, the fast food giant placed a coupon for a Happy Meal on the envelope. The promotion seems to violate the Better Business Bureau's Children's Food and Beverage Advertising Initiative, which McDonald's joined last year. Initiative members agree, quote, "to limit advertising to children under 12 and focus on better-for-you options," end quote. Maybe McDonald's thought that a Happy Meal was better for kids than a supersized Big Mac meal.
And now it's time to play 6 degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. We just mentioned McDonald's and its Happy Meal advertising. The fast food giant uses several PR firms, including Golan Harris. Golan Harris also counts among its clients the Nestle Corporation. Nestle has repeatedly come under fire for its aggressive techniques for marketing infant formula in the developing world. So there is just one step between a baby formula company that wants to lock in kids from birth until they can eat solid food and a fast food company that wants to take it from there.
And that's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, Visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.